Sligo University Hospital need to focus. This area needs to focus, and it needs the resources to be given to this area. And I'm certainly bringing up some of these issues at the Regional Health Forum, and I'm hoping that that the TDs in this area are really advocating and fighting strongly for to advance all of these projects. And there's a feasibility study for the orthopaedic theatre and beds for surgical beds, and these need to be accelerated, and they need to be, and the funding needs to be granted in order to deal with these issues. Now, I do know that management are working their best to try and put in contingency plans to reduce the overcrowding, and they do their best in terms of that, in terms of moving, you know, working on patient flow and all of that. But there's only so much they can do when the actual physical beds are not there.
People will question if these projects, and there are quite a lot of them you've just outlined, if they can be accelerated, then why aren't they being?
Well, this is the issue. There's like seven stages to every single proposal, you know, in terms of feasibility and design and planning and all of that. And I think this needs to be looked at in terms of infrastructure projects. We need to get rid of some of those layers and some of those bureaucratic layers, which are causing delays and up to 5 and 7 years before we actually realise some of these buildings. And then we need to make sure that they're staffed. So this is all about forward planning in terms of creating a pipeline of qualified people to be able to staff these units. But in terms of actually the bills themselves, they need to be, we do need to look at how we can accelerate infrastructure projects so that they can actually be built quicker. There is a lot of bureaucracy and too many stages to these projects.